Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the CHESS 2005 Consolidated Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star and zero on your telephone. Just to remind you all, this call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to today's chairperson, Mr. Jan Brosik. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome at the conference call on CHESS Group 2005 results presentation. Before we start to organizational matters, unfortunately, Ellen Svoboda has been called off for another urgent meeting, and he is not taking place at our conference call. So we are here together with Peter Vozil, our CFO, and we'll take you through the presentation. Second point, we will try to be very brief because, unfortunately, we will have to end the meeting or end the conference call in approximately 45 minutes. We will take you first through the presentation, and then there will be a Q&A session. I'll pass the word now to Peter Vozil.
Good afternoon from Prague. Good morning for most of you. CHESS Group 2005 consolidated result, which is now preliminary and not yet audited. At first, EBIT increased by almost 50% to 29.4 billion. It's increasing by 9.6 billion compared to last year, 2004. Net income increased by 56%, reached 22.3 billion. It is, in comparison with 2004 result, +8 billion. Both partially thanks to unplanned influence related to acquisition, which will be explained later. Return on equity increased by 56% and reached 12.3 billion Czech koruna. For 2006, we plan EBIT in budget on the level of 36.8 billion and EBITDA at the level of 58.1 billion Czech koruna. Most significant new companies, three Bulgarian distribution companies and domestic Severočeské doly and Škoda Praha, are part of the consolidated result for 2005. New acquisition this year, Polish power plants Skawina and Elcho, hopefully it will be Varna in the near future, are not yet consolidated because we are not owner of them. Foreign acquisition share on CHESS Group revenues on the level of 125 billion was 12%. Romanian Electrica Oltenia only with one quarter, last quarter result. Look to slide number four. Is it four? Yeah. There are opened operating numbers, operating revenues on the level of 125 billion, mostly sales of electricity, increased by 22 billion interannually. Operating expenses on the level of 96 billion, increased by 12 or 13 billion. It means that EBITDA increased by 10 billion and reached 50.2 billion Czech koruna. Where we can see significant changes in expenses is mainly purchased power and related services and salaries and wages, dominantly because of acquired companies are now part of consolidation. It's coming from Bulgaria, Romania, purchased power and related services and salaries and wages from all newly acquired companies, including Czech one. EBIT, as I mentioned, 20.
19.4.
9.4 billion Czech korunas is by 9.6 billion more than in 2004. In the next slide, we have financial part of the results, which is 2.1 billion Czech korunas, is by 800 million more than 2004, more expenses than 2004. Partially because of exchange rate influence, exchange rate losses are by 2 billion higher than in 2004. On the other hand, gains from derivatives are 1.8 billion Czech korunas better. It's balanced almost. Common influence of these two items is 0.2 billion. But we can't repeat some revenues from the sales of minority stakes in distribution companies, the transmission grid company, or some assets like former headquarter of ČEZ, which was in the result in 2004. We have by 800 million higher tax, and finally 22.3 billion Czech korunas net profit of the ČEZ group for 2005. What is important, 2005 is first year when we started to create value for our shareholders. EVA is first time positive. In 2003-2004 we have had negative EVA. Net income increased to 22.3 billion from the planned numbers 15.6, from the expected 17.2 billion Czech korunas, partially thanks to EBIT, namely driven by margin on sales of electricity generation. Revenues, financial expenses, lower financial expenses, and big portion is in the other unexpected items, like pooling of interest in Severočeské doly, which was added to our net profit 1.4 billion Czech korunas, goodwill of Electrica Oltenia, Romanian distribution company, which was added to our net profit 1.7 billion Czech koruna. There are two positive items. There is one negative. We add to our results provision for existing assets, building headquarter of Central Bohemian Distribution Company, which with amount of half a billion Czech korunas. It means that there are unpredicted influence to the net profit in the range of 2.6 billion Czech korunas. Where our operating revenues are coming in the slide number 9. You have division between generation, distribution and others, 67% from 67% from generation, almost 20 billion Czech korunas, 6 billion represented 20% from distribution and sales, 9%, 2.7 billion Czech korunas from mining, and others are together 1 billion. Integration of the Bulgarian distribution company is progressing faster than we expected. We are proud that foreign companies, newly acquired companies, are adding, are influencing it positively our result in 2005, mostly Bulgarian. Revenues increased by 10%, driven by 3% increased volume of electricity and 5% price increase. And what is important, losses in the grid were decreased by 11% from 19.3 to 17.1. Romanian integration of Romanian distribution company Oltenia is on the track. We have this company in consolidation only for last quarter. Last quarter has positive result. Whole year 2005 has negative result of the company. It's on the start now. Operating cash flow reached almost 44 billion Czech korunas, driven mainly by 13.2 increased EBIT, adjusted for non-cash items, and on the other hand, minus 6.2 change in assets and liabilities, namely receivables and other current assets. Return on equity, as I mentioned in the beginning, reached 12.3%, is interannually by 56% higher level. Indebtedness slightly declined from 28.8 to 27.5. However, it's a higher number than in the net of CHESS itself is still relatively low in comparison with our limit which we have in our current loan contracts. And finally, expectation for 2006, which is from the EBIT point of view 36.8 billion Czech korunas, EBITDA is 58.1 billion Czech korunas, and in the net profit we expect 26.7 billion korunas for the CHESS group in 2006.
I'll now take you through the presentation of the trading position of the CHESS Group and a brief few words about Division 2008. As you remember from Ellen's presentation on non-consolidated figures not a full month ago, electricity prices in Germany continue rising and they continue to do so since our presentation at the end of February. We are seeing electricity prices right now exceeding 57 euro per megawatt hour compared to 45 at the end of September 2005 or 50 euro per megawatt hour at the end of last year. This has been specifically stressed or specifically seen in the strong winter period, where the spot prices tended to shoot up quite sharply, and we believe that the increase we are seeing is partially driven by the fact that people are looking for protection against these spikes through purchasing electricity on a forward basis. That makes the 2007 electricity trading at 57 euro per megawatt hour. You also see that the markets of Czech Republic and Germany have been very well interconnected as far as the spot prices are concerned. On the page 20, you see comparison of the development of spot prices in the Czech spot market compared to EEX in Leipzig. then you'll see the new prices went pretty much through the same development and have been in both markets very high. The fact that currently we have relatively low prices is a short-term measure, as we've been discussing for a long time. You can see that the flow between Czech and Slovak markets and Germany is stronger and stronger, with, however, limitations coming to place through decommissioning of capacities in Slovakia, which will drive down the available generation capacity in Czech and Slovak market. And in reality, on the break of 2008 and 2009, we will stop seeing the available cross-border capacity being fully utilized. We at the same time see that the way how to overcome the spikes in electricity prices fluctuations is through greater integration of the European markets, through higher degree of liberalization of European markets, and through support of new investments in new power plants, namely through the established structures such as the EU ETS or CO2 trading scheme. All in all, pretty much most of what I have just highlighted and what is on slide 22 is copying the EU Green Book as it has been presented in the last few days. On the domestic retail market, we start to see market forces. We are losing our market share, namely in the most competitive or among the most competitive group of customers, large and medium-sized companies. So we are coming closer to a point where we will lose the market dominance on the market, where our market share for the large and medium-sized companies may fall closer to 40%. What is important to say, this most competitive segment is obviously the segment of customers with the lowest margin. So from the margin point of view, the impact is relatively negligible. We look for ways how to overcome losing of the market share, and one of them is obviously to expand to other markets in surrounding countries. We have established trading offices in Germany, Slovakia, Hungary, Austria, and Serbia. And obviously, we intend to further expand our trading or supply activities from our established offices in Poland, Bulgaria, and Romania. If you look at the Vision 2008 project, we are progressing pretty much as planned. In 2004, we have seen the setup of the whole project. In 2005, we have seen most of the transformation steps taking place. All the key companies, CES distribution company, CES sales company, CES customer services company have been established, are fully operational. The former distribution companies are basically have transferred all their core business into these companies already. So the Vision 2008 project plan for 2005 or the steps plan for 2005 have been fully achieved. For 2006, we are looking at increasing efficiency of the new organization, optimizing the new organizational setup, and introducing the best practices across the newly introduced group structure. Within Vision 2008 project, one of the key components is obviously achieving savings, and in the slide 31 we just provide an example of savings, procurement savings that have been achieved. Just to highlight two, on metering equipment through different organization of tendering processes for supply, we have achieved 49% reduction through different methods of talking to mobile phone operators. We have achieved 63% reduction in related costs, which just underlines the reasoning for Vision 2008 and deeper integration. I guess from the presentation point of view, that is all, and we now open the floor for your questions. Hello, we are ready to take questions.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. If you do have a question at this time, please press the number one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence until the questions are registered. First question comes from Malgosia Suligowska from UBS London. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Just wanted to check, in your 2006 forecast, do you include any cost-cutting relating to Severodvinsk dollar? And also, do you include any, or how much do you include from CO2 permit trading, please? That would be the first question. And the second question, you mentioned the Green Book. Do you think that the EU will be able to successfully bring about higher level of interconnection? And if so, what measures do you think they will take? Thank you.
Okay. In 2006 budget, we have not yet fully implemented cost-cutting in Severočeské doly, something where we are working on now, and it will be implemented during the year or for 2007. In relation with the CO2 credits, we have its combination of amount and expected price of CO2 credits. I am worried that we are still a little pessimistic, namely from the price achievable on the market point of view. Then on the volume of credits, I'd like to keep volume of credit secret because it's still sensitive. We have not yet approval of the consumption of credits for 2005. It's something which will be coming next month, and then we will be sure that our calculation of volume spent for power plants is right. And
interesting part,
yeah.
In terms of the Green Book, we very much hope that the EU will be able to implement the measures aiming mainly at greater interconnection of individual markets. In fact, we think that this is basically the only way how to continue in the current energy policy declared by EU, that is the market forces driven energy policy across Europe. The other option would basically be throwing the past decade into the basket and going back to re-regulating the industry again.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Mark Wharton from BNP Paribas. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Just a question on your debt levels. On slide 16, you talk about a total indebtedness at the end of 2005 of 27.5 billion crowns.
27.5%.
Ah, 27.5%. Okay. So in terms of cash flow, you generated something like 20 billion. So your net debt levels are considerably lower at the end of 2005. Is that correct?
We are generating 44 billion in 2005 free operating cash flow. Yes, it means that our debt level decreased between 2004 and 2005 from 29 point something to 27.5.
Okay. And in terms of credit ratings, I know you've obviously got an A rating from Moody's at the moment and a positive outlook from S&P. What would your goal be in terms of credit ratings?
We believe that development of our numbers and our ratios will finally lead to the better rating, namely from Standard & Poor's, because in Moody's we have seen some progress during last few months, but still from the Standard & Poor's, we are valued on the level where we were in 2001, and it's fully different company now.
Okay, thanks very much, Peter.
Not at all.
The next question comes from Nick Barnes. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, hi there. Could you give us some some CapEx guidance for 2006, excluding effects from any possible acquisitions?
Okay. In 2006, we expect a CapEx level. CapEx level to the fixed assets on the level of 23 billion Czech korunas. It includes foreign distribution companies, includes several České doly, and for the financial investment, we have prepared comparable number, but it's questionable because we have we are prepared to finance it, but it will depend on the opportunities which will be coming and our ability to be successful in the competition.
Okay, that's great. Thanks.
The next question comes from Barbara Zaidlova from ING London. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have one question regarding your guidance. You expect EBITDA to increase by roughly 8 billion in 2006, while the increase last year was a bit higher, over 10 billion. And I was just wondering why it is so, given that the prices in the Czech Republic will go up by higher amount.
We expect we have in 2005 results.
Mm-hmm.
We have some unexpected items which were added something. I mentioned on the NOPAT level 2.6 billion on the. On the EBIT level is 2.2 billion Czech koruna, and it will be harder and harder to keep the same trend in the absolute number, the same trend of increased profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
And the next question comes from Tibor Bokor. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Tibor Bokor, Wood & Company. I have a question regarding Romania and Bulgaria. Can you explain us what happened in Romania, why the profits are down, and what you expect in both Romania and Bulgaria in terms of top-line growth going forward, and what are your targets for the margins there? And the second part of the question would be potential acquisition of Varna, what synergies you see there, given that you own distribution companies in Bulgaria and given the Varna power plant is currently unutilized. Thank you.
Okay. there is negative development between 2004 and 2005 in Oltenia distribution company because there is new owner. Which has we have our own view on the results, and we have to clean up some items which were invisible in 2004 results. We expect for 2006 that EBIT in the both in Bulgarian package and Romanian distribution company. Will be above 30 million euros on the EBIT level. We expect that return on invested capital will be above 10% in Bulgaria and above 8% in Romania for 2006. And what was last part of the question? Martin?
What's the synergies with Varna?
Synergies with Varna, we are not yet in the Varna. We can imagine some synergies in the trading with electricity. We will be hedged from the both side, from the generation side and from the distribution side, against market pressure. I don't see so many synergies on the management of the different businesses in the same country so far from each other, etc., etc. Mainly in the market part of the operation.
Okay, thank you very much.
Trading part of operation. Sorry.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Nick Barnes from Thames River Capital.
Yeah, hi. I've got a follow-up question. Could you give us a bit of colour on your tax rate, what you're expecting for 2006, 2007, given the fairly low effective tax rate in 2005? Thanks.
2005 tax was influenced significantly by the change of the tax depreciation for Czech businesses. It's unrepeating situation. It was in 2005 result, and it will be not visible if some changes will not come again in the results for the future. We expect tax level decrease to 24% in Czech Republic.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, for further questions, please press number one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Tibor Bokor.
Hello, just a follow-up. Can you give us a information guidance? What kind of short-term acquisition announcements can we expect? What kind of announcement from the tenders you are in we can expect, let's say, in next 1 or 2 months? Thank you.
Just now we believe we are on the right way in negotiation with Bulgarian Bulgarian government, I can say. In case of Varna, we can expect that this case could be finalized within maybe weeks rather than months coming. We are in the tender for Teplárna Košice in Slovak Republic, but with today's political situation in Slovakia is unpredictable case. Other cases are less, we are less successful in them. In Romania for Multenia suit, there was significantly higher offer from one of our competitors, and the same in Macedonia. For distribution in Macedonia. On the other hand, we can expect that some other privatization tenders could be open in Romania for generating assets, Rovinari Turceni Craiova. We can expect some progress. It's not privatization tender, it's Uglavik and Gatsko brownfield projects where we are in the negotiation with the government in Bosnia and Herzegovina. We are discussing opportunities in Ukraine and some greenfield projects based on the project financing in Russia. That's practically all, except of Poland, where it's unpredictable future of the privatization of Koženice and Dolná Odra. It's similar like in Slovak political situation.
Thank you very much. And one more question sparked to my mind. Political situation in Czech Republic, upcoming elections. Can you comment at all what implication for CEZ management and for CEZ itself it might have? Thank you.
Um, It could be for long discussion. It's not possible to discuss it within few minutes in the conference call. Sorry, but I don't see because company is going very well. I don't see reasons why some changes in the policy, in the company policy, will be coming from the results of elections. However, there is new growing Green Party, which has significantly different opinion about the future of nuclear power, about the future of coal mining limits, about future of the Czech company itself, but power of this party after the elections, I am convinced, will be not strong enough to realize their ideas.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Paloma Egidazu from London. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning. This is Paloma Egidazu from Goldman Sachs. I just had a follow-up question on the guidance you gave for 2006. In terms of the EBITDA, you are expecting a 16% growth in 2006, and in terms of the net income guidance you gave, that would imply a 20% growth. Could you give us some color or explain if you are expecting lower financial expenses or more contribution for affiliates, or what is it that would contribute to the EBITDA line? Thank you. Sorry, to the net income line. Thank you.
We expect growth of EBIT by 25% and growth of EBITDA by 16%. It's because of operating items are growing, operating profit before depreciation is growing faster growing revenues from electricity. EBITDA there are practically stable without significant changes depreciations.
And below the EBIT line, are you expecting lower financial expenses or more contribution for affiliates or something different?
We expect similar revenues from, but it's not implemented international accounting standard, from dividends. We expect practically similar development like this year in the financial operation.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Barbara Zaidlova.
Again, just one quick question on acquisitions. If you can update us on the on the Alka and Skavina acquisition. I understand you need a approval from anti-monopoly office, and what kind of timing you expect when you actually become owners of these assets.
Okay, one more sentence related to last question. We expect similar financial result like in 2005, but except of goodwill influence from Oltenia, however. And back to last question, we expect this acquisition could be finalized in the mid of the year, in the June, July.
Okay, thank you.
Don't seem to have any further questions at this time. Thank you.
Great. Thank you all very much for participating at the conference call. If you have any follow-up questions, please do not hesitate to send an email or give us a direct call. We'll be pleased to process them, and looking forward to hear you on a conference call on the first quarter results later on this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.